Every school year, many young people travel from all over the world to the U.S. to realize a long-lived dream, to study science in America. But for some, those aspirations have become imperiled by President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration, which bars residents of 7 Muslim countries from entering the U.S. Researchers who came to St. Louis from these nations are finding themselves stuck in the U.S. and are worried about what the future holds for them. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports.
A year and a half ago, Mehrdad Avandipour left his home in Iran to pursue graduate degrees in electrical engineering and mathematics at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville.
Basically, I love science, and that's the reason that I traveled here, to study in good universities and to improve myself.
And his goal is to someday become a professor at an American university. Avandipour has a multi-entry visa before the executive order that allowed him to travel back and forth between here and Iran. And he was really looking forward to going home this March for the Persian New Year. But because of the order, he had to cancel his flight and return many souvenirs.
I bought several things to give it to my sisters, my mother, and my friends. And at the end, all those dreams and all of those gifts that I bought, actually, I couldn't give it to my loved ones, and I had to return them. It's painful, really.
For the next 3 months, Avandipour and other visa-carrying students from the 7 Muslim countries can't leave the U.S. If they do, they may not be able to come back to do research and finish their degrees. Abdelrezo Asuli is a professor at the Department of Civil Engineering at SIUE. He says the country has become like a big prison for his students. Most of them are from Iran or Iraq, and he knows what they're going through. He came from Iran to study engineering in 2004.
A student of mine, even if they can do research, they need a peace in their mind. So they shouldn't be afraid that, okay, if my mother had a heart attack or this happened or that happened, I'm not going to be able to go back and visit. So that feeling is a very, very tough kind of like an emotional feeling that not everyone can stand.
Asuli says the executive order also makes it hard for him to do research. His projects depend on the student's ability to enroll when the semester starts. So even if he comes across a really talented applicant, he doesn't want to risk hiring someone who could be denied entry into the U.S.
I'm going to skip this chance and give it to maybe some other people that may be less qualified, but I have a kind of a pretty confidence that they're going to be here.
Sina Nasiri is one of Asuli's engineering students. He says acquiring a visa is already a tough process.
I've heard that some stories of students that be on a background check for 6 months, even 1 year. Some of them lost their admission. They have to go through it again.
And now with the executive order, Nasiri fears that things will continue to get worse for him and other students from Muslim countries.
The scariest part are not these. This is the first movements of the gear of the devil's machine. They're going to force us with whatever tool they have to come back to our country.
Many research institutions in St. Louis depend on the work of international researchers. Biologist Patricia Parker directs one of them, the Whitney R. Harris World Ecology Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
As a scientist, it feels like an arbitrary exclusion of perfectly well-qualified, good, young scientists who could be the people who make the next big discoveries, and we're telling them that we don't want them and that they can't come.
She has no doubt the executive order will limit the application pool for positions at her lab and other research centers in St. Louis. When there's a limited pool, that hurts the research. The policy is also causing some of the students who made it here to question the choices they've made. Kimia is an Iranian PhD student at UMSL who studies plant hormones. To protect her privacy, she asked that we not use her last name.
4 years ago, when I was deciding to choose some school to study abroad, I had the option to choose between United States, Australia, and Canada. And at that point, I thought, well, United States is the land of freedom. United States is the land of opportunities. But now, after 4 years, I really regret. I really regret not to go to Canada.
The executive order is supposed to last for 90 days. But students like Kimia, Nasiri, and Avandipour know that they may not be able to return home for several years. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.